from Tidbits on 14th of June 2013. This is Fun Bits, Duolingo Makes Learning Languages Enjoyable by Chris Armstrong. Learning a new language from scratch is a massive undertaking. Getting started with basic words and phrases is a common approach, but leaping beyond these ordinary words to a solid understanding of grammar and pronunciation requires dedication and a lot of practice, particularly for adults. This is often so much to ask that the new language is quickly set aside, turning something that should be a fun and rewarding challenge into a boring chore that's easy to put off. Duolingo is a free website and app designed to solve this problem, providing quality Spanish, English, French, German, Portuguese, and Italian lessons for free, more on the business model later, with some very modern teaching styles and a sleek, fun interface on both the iPhone and web. Duolingo is helping to provide a free language education for the world. I'll be taking a holiday this August to the Spanish Costa Blanca. For the past few weeks, I've been using Duolingo to brush up on my rusty Spanish skills. I studied Spanish at secondary school from 2005 to 2009, but haven't spoken a word of it in the past 4 years. Anyone who has ever taken up a second language as an adult will agree that mastering the pronunciation, vocabulary, and grammar nuances present in foreign tongues is an almost overwhelming task. Having researched other online and application-based language learning tools, I was put off by a combination of high price and high requirements. Running an expensive software package, designed primarily for use on a desktop computer, feels like a last-century solution when my iPhone has a remarkably good microphone and is always at hand for practice. Learning the lingo. Duolingo gets it. There is no clunky software to install or manage. All learning is done either in your web browser or in the free iPhone app. This is important. Having a language learning tool accessible from wherever you are, as is the case with the iPhone, is invaluable. Got 10 minutes to kill whilst waiting for a friend? Simply open up the app and do a few exercises. You'll be surprised at how little work is necessary to hone your abilities. This toe-dipping, short-session approach brings me to the format of the lessons themselves. Duolingo uses a popular approach to learning dubbed gamification, whereby points are obtained for completing each lesson, making the language acquisition process feel like a game. Whilst gamification can certainly be taken too far, such as some rather in-your-face apps which turn to-do lists into games, I find Duolingo's approach of leveling up, losing hearts for incorrect answers, and practicing against the clock is a compelling and effective learning mechanism. Duolingo presents the learning structure as a skill tree, pictured below. Each lesson is akin to a level in a game, taking just a few minutes to complete. In order to access harder levels, learning more vocabulary and grammar, you must first complete the basics. As an ex-Spanish speaker looking to re-familiarize myself with the language, this was a great way to recap what I already knew before challenging myself with more complicated vocabulary and rules. Each branch of the skill tree is made up of a few levels, which in turn are composed of exercises. These exercises vary in type and difficulty, ranging from correctly matching an image from a group to a foreign word, all the way to correctly speaking a sentence in your language of choice. I estimate that each exercise takes roughly 20 seconds to complete, with a lesson taking around 5 minutes. This is the perfect length to encourage regular practice, a key aspect of language learning. The design aesthetic behind Duolingo, just like the skill tree learning approach, is modern and compelling. Whilst almost all my time has been spent using the iPhone app, the website is arguably more technically impressive, using an advanced suite of modern web technologies to deliver a rich experience complete with quality foreign spoken languages, images, and voice recognition. However, I still find the experience of the iPhone app far surpasses that of the website, so I recommend starting out there if you have any reservations about giving the service a try. Show me the green. By this point, you're probably asking yourself how this impressive product makes money, considering that it's a completely free service to sign up and use. The answer is both beautiful and ingenious. Each Duolingo user is actually translating part of the web, they just don't necessarily realize it. Publishers pay Duolingo for the translation services the users provide. The only possible downside to this approach could be the lesson content occasionally being of poor quality. But during my time using the app, I've never encountered such an issue. I have to congratulate the Duolingo team on creating an extremely user-friendly and technically impressive free app and service that has genuinely improved my life. When I visit Spain in a month, I'll feel confident whether browsing at a grocery store, asking for directions, or bartering at a local market. Speaking a foreign language is often about confidence, and the various teaching methods of Duolingo have given me confidence in my own abilities. So whether you want to brush up your existing language skills or take up a new one, check out what Duolingo has to offer. It certainly gets my thumbs up. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and Das Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Chris Armstrong, and thanks for listening.